The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 20th, 1974, in Germany.
Explain how the transmigration takes place.
Explain?
Yeah. That is slog, but you explain. How to explain?
We get this a body according to our desires, and then the body only lasts so long, and when it wears out, we have to take another body, and that's determined by our actions in this body.
That's all right. But how to transmigrate?
According to the mental condition at the time of leaving this body.
But what is the process?
The subtle body carries the soul.
Yeah, that is the main point. The subtle body carries the soul. Just like in dream, we are carried by the subtle body and placed in different conditions. But so long this body is capable of working, I come to this body, my dream is over, and I come back to this body. And death means that this body being useless, instead of coming to this body, I go to another body. This is time. It's like when you vacate an apartment, and then you do not come back in that apartment, but you enter another apartment. Is it clear?
Yes.
Anybody can understand? I'm coming, going, but when it's a question of vacating, I go out of the apartment, but I never come back again. I enter another apartment. The soul enters another body means enters the womb of another mother. And there the suitable body is created. And again, mother delivers the child. Again, new chapter of life begins. Where is the difficulty to understand? But they're so rascal and dull-headed, the simple thing they cannot understand. And still they're big, big scientists, philosophers. And cheating others. They're unable to understand themselves and the same rascal knowledge they're distributing to others and taking Nobel Prize. This is mula, the society of the cheaters and the cheated. Where is the difficulty to understand the simple thing, how the soul is transmitted? They sometimes say that you do not see how it is going. Can you see the mind? But can you deny there is no mind? Mind is there. Everyone knows, I've got mind, you have got mind. But do I see your mind? Therefore I shall deny the existence of mind. Mind, intelligence and ego. These things are there, but we cannot see. How my mind is working, can you see? or how your mind is working, can I see? And because I cannot see, therefore shall I conclude that you have no mind, I have no mind? How foolish they are. What is their explanation? Huh? Satsuru?
I was just thinking of a different argument.
Yes. What is that?
That is that sometimes people say, I don't mind if this transmigration if I become a cat or a dog, because if I forget so completely, it doesn't matter.
But
I won't
it
even
doesn't
suffer.
Matter, but if I say that I'll turn you immediately into a dog, will you agree to become?
No.
Why? You'll forget.
It's fearful.
If I say that I can turn you immediately to become a dog, that is possible. But will you agree to become a dog?
No.
Why? You'll forget. That is foolishness. Because I shall forget, that's why I don't care for it. This is childish, foolish proposal. If I say, I'll turn immediately to this grass, and you'll stay here for 100 years. Will you agree to stand like that for 100 years?
When this is explained to them...
In the Western country, actually, there is no philosophy.
When this is explained to them, they usually, if they are a little intelligent, can understand, but they don't want to understand.
That is the difference. Therefore, they are asking. No intelligence. Intelligence is there, but it is so covered, it is almost like trees. Trees has also intelligence, because it's light. There is intelligence. You'll see, one tree is growing. If there is wall, it will grow like this. Have you seen it?
Yes.
There is intelligence. And it is proved by science. Dr. Jagadish Chandra Bose in Calcutta, he has got institute. Machine records how the tree feeling. You cut one tree, how it is feeling, pain, that is recorded in the machine.
They there also is. Hear sound. And they can confirm that when they grow plants with music, they grow more.
That's it.
Yes.
They play music, then they become more healthy.
That's it. Sensation is very covered, just like you cut the nails, there is no sensation. And does it mean there is no sensation, therefore there is no life? Unless there is life, how it is growing? It is growing, therefore you cut. But when you cut, there is no sensation. But there is life. Otherwise, how it is going? The same nail, when you cut, you throw it on the ground, it will not grow. These are practical examples. that a little child, their sensation is less.
Child.
Yes. I know my eldest daughter, when she was 6 months old, there was some boil. So the doctor operated. He says, no crying. I've seen it. She was not crying. Mm. But the same boil, when a fully developed man, he'll feel more sensation. Mm. So according to the body, the sensations are different. The same things means mind, intelligence and ego, according to the body, they act different. But the mind, intelligence and ego are there. The dog is coming. If I say, hut! Unless it has got intelligence, it goes the other way. There is intelligence. There is no language, but because he has got intelligence, he can immediately understand that I don't want him to come here. So how you can say there is no intelligence? The rascal says the animals have no intelligence, therefore they have no soul. If one has no intelligence, there is no soul, that is admitted. But here is intelligence. How can I deny there is no soul? The animals, the cow, when they're taken to the slaughterhouse, why they cry? Because he has intelligence, and now I'm going to be killed. These rascals say there is no soul. And still they are a religious priest. Such fools and rascals are made religious fools, priests. No common sense. And they also get degree. Doctor of Divinity, D.D. Greek scholar here in this Germany or in nearby. I want.
We've been here for too short a time to
Greek.
All the people we contacted, their program was already fixed. They could not come. They said they would be happy to meet you if you came again.
Yes, sir. I wanted to know the philology of the Greek word, Christo.
Christo.
Or is there any dictionary? Find out the word, Christo.
Well, we can see today.
Greek dictionary. So, even a single stick like this in the laboratory. What do you think? A gun?
No.
What is scientist? Simply talking. Vikatthante. This word is used in Bhagavad. When one is covered by Maya, he talks so many nonsense things. Vikatthante.
have different living entities and different material bodies suffering.
Yeah. So long you have a material body, you must suffer.
It's like this landscape.
Just like in prison house, when the criminals are put there, they are punished different way according to the criminal offense. Similarly, we are all criminals, and for different types of suffering, we have got different types of suffering. Different types of body means different types of suffering. Just like this tree is punished. Stand here for 300 years.
This is punished?
Just like we do. Stand up on the bench. So, any kind of material body, even Lord Brahma, there is suffering. Different types of suffering. And if you want to be free from the suffering, then get out of this material body. This is... Krishna says this is a place for suffering. Where does he say?
Brahma Bhuvana Loka, from the highest planet down to the lowest.
Yeah.
All the places of suffering where birth and death take place.
Just from distance, not so near. Dukkhalayam asasatam. Dukkha. Dukkha means suffering. Alayam. Alayam means place. So, the creator of this universe, the Supreme Lord, is saying this is a place for suffering. And it is called Mrityu Loka. For death. The planets for dying. That means death is unnatural to the eternal soul. But anywhere you live within this material world, you'll die. That is material. Either you live as a Brahma or live as a small insect ant. You must die. Bhutta bhutta praliyat. Death and again take birth. Death and again take birth. But these rascals, they do not. This is natural. That's all. That one can stop this death and birth. They have no knowledge. And still they are big, big scholars. They do not know that this moment is for stopping birth and death. Do they understand this?
No.
They cannot believe it. They have no sort of brain.
They say, well, that's the way you think in the East. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And why don't you think? That means you are fool. You cannot think. Does the dog cannot think? So you are equal to dog. Tell them like that. It is not the question of East and West. It is the question of understand. In the East also there are many rascals. And in the West, there are many intelligent. If it is the East and West Coast time, how the Western boys and girls taking this? It is not the East and West. It is the question of the rascal and intelligent. One who is intelligent, either he is East and West, he can understand. And one is a rascal, either he is in East and West, he can understand. This is the real problem. Occupying unnecessarily so much land, and they're worshipping. They will not go to worship Radha Krishna, but they worship stone, Bhupeja, offer flower, kneel down. And when the man is gone, he does not know. Bhupeja. And we saw in the Geneva, a big, Geneva, yes, big plot of land. He occupied.
Every city has two or three. It's very big.
Yeah.
Because everyone has to get such a plot. It becomes very big.
And there are many ghosts also. Yes.
Must be.
Especially at night if you go, you see. There was a ghost in the house of John Lennon.
John Lennon.
Oh, yes. I was guest there. There was a ghost. So these Germans were tribe people, uncivilized.
Yes, before Christianity, Europe was completely
lost. Therefore the order is, thou shalt not kill. Not simply their business was killing. Uncivilized persons, they kill animals and eat. So due to past habit, they could not forget this killing business. This is the proof that this system, our religion was preached among the crude people, not civilized. So why they introduced this beer?
It was a kind of refreshment.
But before that they are not drinking.
Monks also used to make wine.
Yes, they make wine. Uncivilized men, they know how to make wine. In India they do so by rice boiling and keep it for some days. It becomes wine, fermented. Hare Krishna. He used to say that I was drinking beer in barrels. He said. Now 40 years ago, he said me like that. Here I don't see them, but Ambar has seen.
What is that, Ambar?
Yeah, passing urine on the roadside. There's so many urine coming from the wall.
Some streets,
yeah. Yeah. But the more you drink beer, you'll pass urine more.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The German language is trinking, trinking.
Drinking.
Drinking means drinking.
Yeah.
Yes, I have seen it. Drinking or trinken?
Trinken.
Yes. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.